And here is the Writer's Almanac from Monday, the 18th of September, 2017. It was on this day in 1870, the Washburn-Langford-Doane expedition came into what is now Yellowstone National Park, and they saw a geyser shooting about 100 feet in the air, clear, sparkling water. It went off about every 74 minutes, and they named it Old Faithful. For a time afterward, expeditions to Yellowstone used Old Faithful to do their laundry on. Geysers are rather rare, only 1,000 worldwide. Half of those are in Yellowstone National Park. It was on this day, 1793, George Washington laid the cornerstone for the United States Capitol building. It took nearly a century to finish the building. The War of 1812 came in between, and the Civil War as well. But finally, it was finished, including the rotunda, 96 feet in diameter, with the great fresco, 180 feet above the floor, the apotheosis of George Washington. George Washington ascending into heaven, accompanied by 13 maidens. It's the birthday of Greta Garbo, born Greta Lovisa Gustafsson in Stockholm, 1905. She made a few silent films in Europe, then got an offer from MGM in Hollywood. They wanted her to lose weight, fix her teeth, and learn English, all of which she did. She started making silent films, which became very popular, but it wasn't until 1930 when the film Anna Christie came out that people first heard her voice. It was very husky and romantic. She said, "Give me a whiskey, ginger ale on the side, and don't be stingy, baby." She made 28 movies, including Grand Hotel and Ninotchka, before she retired at the age of 35. She never liked giving interviews, which led to her great aura of mystery. Usually played tarnished women who fell hopelessly in love before they suffered a tragic death. She retired because she had become more and more anxious about acting. Went to live for the rest of her life in New York City. Went for a walk every day in her white outfit, big sunglasses. Walked 11 miles a day through the streets of the city. Greta Garbo, who once said, "I've had a fabulous life." Here's a poem for today by Lawrence Robb entitled Desire. It was late, and I was trying to remember what someone once said about our woes, how they rise out of our unwillingness to stay in our rooms, after which I opened the window, and both of us heard the rustling sounds outside, as if small furtive things were hurrying away or hiding. You were reminded of the movie Frogs, in which one character after another unwisely leaves the house, only to be hunted down by animals not generally known for deliberate acts of revenge, thus proving that what we do to the world returns to haunt us. Radioactivity, I said, is the usual explanation. Also carelessness, greed, and desire. "Maybe," you replied, "but Ava Gardner was the most beautiful woman who ever lived. There can be no doubt about that, although Grace Kelly in Rear Window comes very close for different reasons." That left us silent and transfixed. Outside, something was moving around, something which now seemed to have found its way into the walls. Desire, a poem by Lawrence Robb from The History of Forgetting, published by Penguin and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by Progressive Insurance with the Name Your Price tool, offering a range of coverage and price options to choose from. Now that's Progressive. More at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.